I was watching it all unfold, and as it is, you know, the RFL have had the campaign of every minute matters, and it certainly lived up to that last night. I thought that we were going to be heading over the hill where I live to Wigan, but no. Of course, Ryan Hall pulled something out of the bag at the very end, and great game to watch, and a very special finish, I'm sure, for the Leeds club. And we find ourselves making the trip over to Headingley on Friday night.
It's really worked, hasn't it? The Super 8s thing has really paid off.
It certainly has. You know, of course, like with anything in rugby league, we've got to, you know, there's a lot of people who within the game, whether it be people within the game or fans, they're always sort of, you know, turn their noses up. But then again, on the flip side, there's a lot of people who encourage changes in our game. We're certainly a sport that's not afraid to new things, and I think this the Super 8s concept has certainly worked, and it's certainly brought interest not only to the top of the 8s though, but the middle 8s as well. You know, we find ourselves heading towards that £1 million game, which I'm sure will be a cracker and all. But you know, if you got to tip your hat to the people involved, like Blake Solly and those sorts of people who have sort of envisioned this idea, and I'm sure that, you know, if it carries on like this, then I'm pretty certain that our sport has to grow, because you know the entertainment value that was there for everyone to see last night was certainly evident. And I hope it carries on going forward, and certainly gets more people interested in our game.
It really was incredible. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm a York fan. I've got links to Wakefield. Obviously, I support them as well. But I had no vested interest in any of those teams playing last night, and yet I was off my sofa at the end of that game. I was up running around the living room, and it was just something else. It really wasn't. Of course, last night's results set up an easy one for you next week, doesn't it? Next Friday, I think it is, away at your old club, Leeds Rhinos.
I wouldn't say easy. You know, there's certainly no easy games by any feat in this sort of new structure. But like I say, not only last night though, you can go back to, you know, our game on Thursday night was, although we didn't really perform very well, it still wasn't decided until the sort of last 5 minutes, wasn't it? And then the week before we had that last minute winner against Wigan, and you know, all along each and every round of the Super 8, there's been some really good televised games, and I just hope that pulls more and more audience in. You know, obviously we're competing with the Rugby Union World Cup, and although I understand that Rugby Union's a much larger game and whatnot, but surely, you know, as a fan of sport, you can't help but be gripped by what you witnessed last night.
I think anyone watching that game last night would have to be absolutely blown away by it. I mean, it was pretty incredible. And one of the great things for me, Kyle, is the fact that you look at it now and any of the three teams could win that Super League trophy.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, isn't it? But like I say, we've got to tip our hats off to the people at the top of our game who came up with this idea. And, you know, the slogan was every minute matters. And like I said before, it certainly does. And, you know, it's, you know, the clubs this year will have learned a lot, and I'm sure that there'll be different ways of approaching things next year. And you know, like I say, I just hope that, you know, the competitions is you know, it's good to see that there's different teams up there, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, like sort of going back 2 or 3 weeks ago, nobody kind of knew what was what. You know, Castleford could have sneaked their way in, or it's just good to see, isn't it? So long may it continue, Phil.
Too right. And of course, one of your previous teams and the team that I'm affiliated with myself, Wakefield, I think when the £1 million game was first mentioned, I think we all knew Wakefield one way or another would end up in it. It's a Wakefield thing, isn't it? They've got to be in those games, and they're going to be against Bradford. We don't know where until tomorrow's games are taken care of, but it's going to be Wakefield-Bradford. Can Wakefield stay in Super League? Can they regain that place?
I think he can, Phil. Obviously, I think if you were a betting man at the start of the eight, you would have thought it was going to be either Lee and Wakefield in that £1 million game. But obviously, you know, credit to Bradford, they've gone down sort of 2 years ago and end of last season, and you know, fought themselves in a position to come back. And I'm sure it's going to be an absolutely fantastic game. One I'll certainly be watching, and I do think Wakefield can, if you know, if they're on their A game, they can, of course. You know, they played Bradford a couple of weeks back, and they actually watched that game, and they were streets above Bradford. But I wouldn't take that into any consideration, because in those final games, it's certainly it's one off, and it do perform under pressure the best.
Yeah, definitely, and it does. You know, it comes down to that 80 minutes, and I know from watching Wakefield all season that one 80 minutes they can be superb, another 80 minutes they're not so great. So it's again in that it's going to be excitement right the way to the end. So colours to the mast then. Can your boys do it again? Can you get to the grand final and lift that trophy?
Yeah, absolutely, Phil. You know, we've had over the last 4 weeks, we've had three very good wins: away to Leeds, away to Castleford, and home to Wigan. You know, so we had some really good form and good results going into it. You know, we kind of let ourselves down against Warrington, really. But I'm a believer that might stand us in good stead. You know. So, you know, like I say, we'll break that game down over the weekend, and we'll quickly put it to the bin and turn our attention to Leeds. You know, it's gonna be a great game. We've had some good games with them this season. This will be the fifth time we've played them now.
Yep.
So, yeah, it'll be the fifth time we've played them. Obviously, Leeds have done us three times, and we've done them a couple of weeks back. So, you know, it's. It's a one-off game, Phil, and it's everything to play for, and it's booking your place at Old Trafford on the 11th of October, and, you know, I can't wait.